Let us turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. We're in chapter 11, and we're going to begin at verse number 25. Those people that are listening to us, give us a call at 856-261-9018 or questions at bftbc.org. For emails, we'd like to hear from you. So say hello, call us, and so on. And I've asked Joy Lonover to give us a call. One of the things we discussed on Sunday was the subject of people that have their organs are both male and female, and we didn't cover that specifically. She has something to say about that, the cause of this feature. We didn't touch that Sunday afternoon, but she's given that. So, Joy, feel free to give us a call, as the Lord would have you to do. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's begin by reading 25, 26, and 27. Starting in verse 25. After the man, this manner also took the cup, and he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. As often as he eats this bread and drinks this cup, he do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord worthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now, verse 25. That same manner, what does that refer back to? Any hands on that? Same manner, after the same manner. That's
how he took bread.
As he took the bread and said, this broken, this is my body, broken for you. The same manner that he took the cup. After he had supped. They were having a meal. Who was there at that meal, by the way? Any hands on that? That 10?
The Lord Jesus Christ and his 12 disciples.
Okay. Now, are there 12 there altogether?
There were 12 there.
Okay. So the
verse 20. He was there. He was there for time.
Well, but verse 23. What does that say there? We normally would think that 12, but what does verse 23 say?
It says, "For I have received the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread."
The same night. Now, what happened the same night that he was betrayed?
Well, now, did you say how many were there?
Yes. No. How many disciples were there? What do we have? Yes. So what happened when that is betrayed? Yes. The Lord Jesus was there, obviously, but I mean, who were the disciples were there? See? And then he said there were 12 disciples. What does that mean? The same night in which he was betrayed.
What verse is it?
Verse number 23. What happened that night he was betrayed? Yeah. Ten?
It was. He wanted to eat the Passover with them before he was offered up as the Passover.
All right.
So it was less than 24 hours later when he was crucified.
All right.
Well, the question is with the sop that's mentioned. Well, the answer you're looking for is 11. But the question is if there's a sop between when the Lord Jesus Christ told John about the sop, if this was the same bread he's talking about in this passage here, as far as the bread. Mm-hmm. Or not. Mm-hmm. And as far as if Judas left in the middle of this or in the very beginning of it.
So it's questionable.
Or at the end of it, yes.
It's questionable, but in other words, there's a question because the betrayal. What happened in the betrayal?
Well, it says here the same thing which he was betrayed.
Yes.
At the time of the betrayal, there were 12 apostles present.
That's correct.
But at a certain point of that night, one of the apostles excused himself.
Mm-hmm. Where was the betrayal? What was the location of the betrayal?
In the garden.
In the garden. Garden of Gethsemane. And what did Judas bring with him at that time? Who did he bring with him in the garden?
Sorry.
Yes.
A bunch of his friends from the Roman army.
All right. The people from the army.
The high priest, bunch of his friends from the synagogue. Were from the
synagogue.
Temple.
And they had weapons to the Jews. Well, yeah, got something, Pastor Dan? Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. So this is...
Something, huh?
This is just an update on the... I'll read this since I've confused everybody with the prayer request. I go aside and get it completely clear. This pastor, Penny, did not have her surgery today. She was running a fever and could not have it today. In Christ, Wendy. So,
okay.
I thought the surgery had already been done.
All right.
And she was recovering from it, but apparently she didn't even... She was scheduled to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet she couldn't have it because she had a fever. So I thought the surgery, from what I understood from this morning's conversation, I thought it was completed already and she was recovering from it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it was scheduled. I guess it was scheduled for today.
Okay, that's
so my notes were not very clear on myself.
So in the garden, there were a whole lot of Roman soldiers with weapons, and Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus that night. And if the Lord put the table before that betrayal, then there were 12. If it was after the betrayal, there were 11. So Judas, yes, ma'am.
He wasn't betrayed there at the Lord's table.
No, he was betrayed that same night. He was betrayed in Gethsemane, in the garden. Mm-hmm.
So there were still 12 there.
Well, that's to say that.
I forget, but then when he decided to go out and leave them.
Yes, especially as in the shop, and then he left at that time at the Lord's table.
So he was there most of the time.
Most of the time. Remember, what the Lord Jesus say to the disciples, the 12 disciples that were there yet
that time? Well, it does say when he had supped. So it seems like the bread was first. Mm-hmm. You know, he took the bread, and then in verse 25, after the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped. Mm-hmm. So it seems that the bread came at the beginning mm-hmm. of the event of the time in the upper room, mm-hmm. the Last Supper. And the cup came at the end of the time. Mm-hmm. So it's possible, Scripture that it doesn't sit silent, whether Judas was present mm-hmm. at the beginning, whether the question of the sop had anything to do with the bread, mm-hmm. or something else.
What did the Lord Jesus say at that last supper with his disciples? There were 12 that were there. What did he say about them?
One would betray.
One will betray you. And who was it, we think, that asked the question?
Me.
Someone betrayed me, that's right. Who was it that maybe asked the question? Let's say the name of
Peter.
Thorns and I.
Is this Peter?
All the disciples asked, except Judas, I think, if uh-huh. Lord is it I.
But who was leaning on his breast?
Ask what question?
John.
Ask the question of, we were trying to figure out
the question you were talking about.
I think Peter was egging John on, asked the question. It was Peter's question, but it made John ask the question.
All right.
I suspect. I don't have to look back.
See, remember, what the Lord said, the one that will dip the sop, he's the one that betrayed me. And they asked the question of who it was. Remember, the one that was leading us, but the question, I suppose, was who is it?
I think they, as Tammy was saying, they all said, Is it I? And then Judas said, he's the one that dipped it and said, is it I?
That's
and
right.
Handed it to him.
So he knew that was the one. Yeah,
but no, he did say it.
Why don't we read this passage again and then read the other Gospels where it is, then we'll get it all together.
I think we've read it pretty well.
I haven't gotten it all together yet.
All right. But anyway.
So there's a mention in Matthew 26 and Mark 19. Mm-hmm. Matthew 26, and back to verse.
I think the Gospel of John is
I think it's in John because
clear.
It's in the disciple that Jesus loved. And he
yes.
Says,
yes. Right. We're asking a question.
But the is yeah. I is, I think, mentioned.
No, that's not
John chapter, would it be 19 or 20?
I don't
know. I thought it was right in 18. Oh, here's an answer right here. Okay, we're looking on any further. Yes, Dave Howell. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it's Luke chapter 22.
Okay.
Luke chapter 22.
All right, 22, that's one place it is. Thank you very much.
All right.
Go ahead.
What does he have it there? You read it.
You got it there? Read it for us, Dave. You have it there? Oh, he dropped off. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Read it from Luke and then read it from John as well, maybe. This is John 19.
It's in John chapter 13.
Oh, 13, okay.
Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. Then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto the Lord, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon.
And then he went out as a saint.
Excuse me, could somebody tell me?
In verse 23.
Luke 13.
No.
Luke,
I thought no, it's
John. John 13.
John 13. Actually, starting back, if you start back at verse 23, it says, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Mm-hmm. That's how he always describes himself.
That's right.
Going back to the Matthew passage, and the disciples did as Jesus had appointed him them, and he made ready the Passover. And when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Can I get back to the pause?
All right. Let's pause here.
David again.
Well,
yes, yes, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. How?
Look, I thought about hanging up on y'all on this. Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20.
Read that for us. Yeah.
It says, and he took bread and gave thanks and break it, and he gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And then he goes on to talk about Jesus announcing his betrayal in verses 21 and 22. Mm-hmm. And they ask, is it me? And then it's talking about Judas. So I would imagine it says, up in verse 14, it says that he sat down with the 12.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good. So the 12 are all there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Luke 22, verse 1.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's good. He gave us the time.
But wait, that's it.
So now we know.
It's the 12, really. Okay. So we ought to get that straight now. So,
Luke 22,
third verse was. You read that, and it's very good. Remember the verses? 19, was it? 19 and 20?
No, it's 22. I don't know.
22, verse.
Behind you, that's all right. We've
covered that. So. In verse number 25, then yeah, Pastor Dan.
Going back to what I was reading before in Matthew 26.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm picking up at verse 20. Matthew 26, verse 20.
26, 20.
Matthew 26, 20.
Yep.
First book of the New Testament. Chapter 26, verse 20. Now when evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And they did eat. And he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began even every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it and gave to his disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave it thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink, ye all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which was shed for many for the remission of sins.
What gospel is it that said, and Judas went out? Is that John? Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? Remember? Was it John that said that? Judas went out? It was dark, something like that. Someone give us a call.
He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Mm-hmm. I didn't read that verse.
That's John.
It was 13:30.
Good, well, thank you. So he went out, and to say, I don't know. Proceed whether they finished the Lord's Supper before that or they did it after, I'm not sure, but there's a little bit of a problem. Yes,
that's something. Remember, you said we don't copy things on Thursday. No, this is something we could take all those verses from all the different books and put them together in one.
Well, we can do that. We've already read them, so we're already.
I can't remember them.
That's right.
It's in Mark chapter 14, verse 15. Mark 14, 15.
Yes.
And he will show you in a large upper room, furnished and prepared, there make ye ready for us. And his disciples went forth, and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and he made ready the Passover. In the evening he cometh with the twelve. Mm-hmm. And as they were sat, he did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you should betray me.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him, Lord, one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And he answered and said to them, it is the one of the 12 that dip, one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish.
Mm-hmm.
The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good it were good for that man if he had not been born. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body," and took it. And the cup, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is the blood of the New Testament, which is broken, rather shed for many. This, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
Okay, so that's Matthew?
No, that's Mark.
That's Mark, okay, Mark. So nothing but John says exactly when Judas went out, right?
Was Luke that, when he went out,
Didn't say whether it's before or after the Lord's Supper was performed. All right, so these are some of the things that go here. Now go back to verse 25. Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment, 856-261-9018. Okay?
But the order in Luke and Mark's Gospels is different as far as which one is the Lord's Supper or the is it I and who's going to betray
yes.
One will betray.
Ed Rob from Chicago. Ed Rob. Thank you very much. Let's wave to Rob.
91 now.
91 now. That's great. Appreciate that. And Pastor Dan.
Pastor, thank you for the Lord for your Bible study family. Thank you for the pastor tonight's Bible study, sending our birthday wishes once again to Mrs. Waite. We pray that her special day was filled with blessings. God bless you all and His love, Colonel and Vicki.
Let's wave to Colonel Vicki Albert over there in Maine. Say to Maine. Thank you, Colonel Vicki. Appreciate that very much. And we thank you for your birthday card and the email. We got that too.
It was the email.
All right, so these are some of the things that we're going to be. Now, Joy, you ready to go? Give us a report on that. Joy Wanoffer, we expect a call from you at 856-261-9018. Even though we talked about it on Sunday, that we can kind of talk about now. Here she is. All right. She was a little shy, but yes. Jacob, go ahead, Jacob. All right,
this is Dale.
All
right, Dale. I just wanted to say hello to all y'all and tell Mrs. Waite that Jacob and Ashley have a birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Let's wave to Dale and Jacob. Wave to Dale and Jacob over there in the state of Texas, down in Texas.
Right.
All right. So, Joy, you all set?
Two children born in Texas.
Yeah, two children born in Texas, that's right. Dallas, Texas. All right, so we'll wait for patiently for Joy when she calls up and gives us a report on that. I think it's important to say.
What's she going to say?
Talk about the people that are born with two sets of either male or female.
Oh,
since you're yes,
that
so, all right, so in verse, while we wait for her call, in verse 25, when it supped, saying, "This cup is." What did we say that word is? What part of speech?
I don't know.
1 Corinthians 11:25. What part of speech did we say
is
that?
Is it perfect?
No, it's not perfect.
Well, but what part of speech?
What part of speech? What is the name of that part of speech?
Yes, yeah,
Is it similar?
Okay, so we can do
it with
metaphors then if you want to use a metaphor.
Like
it
as.
My grass. That's true, but also it might be a metaphor. We'll take this a little bit. Yes, Joy, thank you for calling. Go right ahead and explain to these people what you told me on the phone. That's great.
Oh, okay, we were just talking about these strange abnormalities of the ether were born, and we forgot to mention most of them are related to sin and not God, related, you know, drug, alcohol abuse, incense, sexual trauma,
yes, in other words, when people are born, God always has either male or female, but to have a mixture, half male, half female, that's because of the sin of all these drugs or other things they're taking. Repeat that again for us, please.
Okay, but the menu is just related to, drug abuse, alcohol, and certain things, just equipment drugs, fertility drugs, radiation, toxins, all kinds of toxins that we deal with today, doing all the babies in the womb, they can infect chromosomes and different, I know my sister years ago was given the depression drug, I forgot the name of it, that many children in the 60s were born without arms and legs and limbs because of one simple drug. And my daughter, was born with 1 year only and had like 50 breast defects just because the doctor had given her, a drug while she was pregnant to help her with depression. And
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. Just waive the drug loan offer. Appreciate that comment very much. I thought you should say it now since it was Sunday, and nobody brought it up, so maybe she'll say it again this time. Who knows? All right, so this could be a simile, like my body.
It's a metaphor, then?
If it's a metaphor, what would a metaphor mean? Yeah, like. Well, that's a simile. It's a like. It's like. Now, if it's a metaphor, that means this represents my body. If it's literal, this is my body, he would be standing there with his body, and also this is his body. And that's what it looks like the Roman Catholic Church says with this review of the Lord's Supper and communion. They say these elements become his body. Yeah,
I thought simile was is.
No, simile is as or like. He drives like a maniac, similar as a maniac, like a maniac. See, that's a simile. Metaphor, no? Well, no, if you say is literally, that means it is his body. Literally, yes. If it's a metaphor, that is similar, or that is like, not similar, but it is represents. See, that's
what did you say, like?
No, represents. Yeah, that's
here is the definition of metaphor.
Right.
It's not a place for the cowsy, but anyway, it's a noun. A figure of speech in which a term or phrase is applied to something to which it is not literally applicable in order to suggest a resemblance, as in, a mighty fortress is our God.
Mm-hmm. We suggest a resemblance. See, so it's a representative or resemblance or represents.
In definition 2, something used or regarded as being used to represent something else.
Yes.
Emblem, symbol.
It's to represent, see, or be similar to.
It's a memorial. It's symbolic.
It's symbolic. It's symbolic. It represents my body. That is. And that's what a lot of, as I say, what's the Roman Catholic Communion called? What do they call that? What happens at the Lord's Supper of the Communion?
Ringing of the bell, they say hocus pocus dominocus or some words to that effect. Yeah. Maybe not quite like that, but it's close to that. And the bread becomes the body of Christ. The fruit of the vine becomes the blood of Christ.
That's right.
The doctrinal term is transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation. That's the Roman Catholic system. What do the Lutherans call it? Consubstantiation. What do they say about it? What's this with trans and con?
The spirit of Jesus is in the elements.
It's there, sort of present there, but it doesn't transform itself into. And what do the Presbyterians do in the Lord's Supper? What do they say about it? What is it?
It's
the means of grace. So if they take that, something really happens to us. It's really powerful grace. And what's the Bible say?
Communion. Do this in memory of me.
In remembrance of me. And just obedience, looking to Christ, and remember what he did for us. And so that's for verse 25. Questions at BFTBC.org, 856-261-908. Give us a call or email. I'd like to hear from you or just say hello. Now, this cup, New Testament, what does testament mean? Danny?
Covenant.
It's like a covenant, an agreement. This do ye, how long does he say this should be presented and used? according to this verse. Any hands on that? How long should this go on?
Till he comes.
Any hands on that?
I don't have a hand.
Okay.
That's in verse 26.
Verse 26.
Till he come. But we're supposed to do it as often as we drink it.
All right.
We're to do it in remembrance.
Yes. In 26, yes. But it does tell you, does it not also in 25, gives you a hint? Does it mean to stop any time? Does the time, say, cease at a certain point in verse 25?
Not in verse 25.
No, it doesn't say. See, as often as you do this. So there's no cutoff time. In other words, it's continuous throughout this whole age of grace. And the purpose of it is what? The last phrase there in verse 25. What's the purpose of it? What did he say was the purpose?
To do it in remembrance.
Remembrance. What do you think the remembrance of him would refer to? Remembrance of that?
Remembrance of his vicarious atonement for our sins.
Vicarious atonement, dying the cross of Calvary. What he did for us. And for how many people did he die? For how many people did he die? Any hands on that? Yeah, Bill?
The world.
The whole world. How many, for how many people do some of the hyper-Calvinists say he died?
Just for the elect.
Just for that certain group. And what did he say about those that were not elect? They never could be saved. They just have to be. That would be forced. And some of those people that they claim were elected, they just don't even know. A lot of them look just like a worldly person, act like a worldly person, some of these people. Anyway, but the remembrance of me, what he did for the whole world, the sins of the whole world. Then verse 26, what does it say as far as the length of the time space, or how often? Does it say specifically what the time space is that we're remembering that?
Just so it's until he comes.
That's right. As often, see. As often.
He doesn't say you have to do this every week.
No.
Or every day. Or.
That's right. What do some groups do, and what do other groups do? Give me the space. How often? Bill, and then Tammy.
The Lutherans do it every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
All right. Every Sunday.
Anybody else got that?
The Roman Catholics have Mass every
day. All over the world. So it's all the time.
Yeah.
That's what they claim. That's what they mean in early Mass. What about the Plymouth Brethren? Plymouth Brethren. After that?
They practice closed.
I know, but what's the frequency in me?
Every week.
Every week, every Sunday. They go around the table, around the circle. Those people are not part of the Brethren group. They can't be in the circle. They're going behind. They don't partake. Just these people every single day. See? A week, or every week. Now, there's some denominations. What are some of the frequencies of some denominations? Yes, Dan?
Monthly.
Somebody once a month. What else? Pastor Dan?
Once a year.
Once a year, that's right. Sometimes just several times in the whole year. But different months, 6 months, 1 year, once a year. See, a different denomination. They have no particular such thing. But we do at least once a month. That's our church. We believe that's good to do as often as you do. Now, as often as you drink this cup and do the Lord, and eat this bread, what does it represent in verse 26? That?
The Lord's death.
The Lord's death. Until when?
Until he comes.
Now, what phase of the coming is referred to here, do you think? First or second phase?
Well, both. I mean, it's referring to the rapture.
From the rapture.
Because that's when the Christians are going to be with the Lord. But
right. So,
it doesn't really. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know what's going to happen in the tribulation.
No. Dispensationally speaking, how long does our dispensation of grace last? What is the termination? Beginning at his death, till the rapture. Pastor Dan.
Phase one.
What happens? What dispensation after the rapture takes place during the tribulation? What dispensation is that? Chapter 10?
Chapter
10?
Law.
Law. It's Daniel 73, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So it's a part of the law. So that's what I don't know as far as until I come. I don't know what they do in the tribulation period. We'll have to see it. If we're not going to be there, we'll be up in heaven. But,
well, if you think about it, at least the 11 or the 12 that were here were all Jews.
Yes.
So why wouldn't they celebrate, or why wouldn't they remember his death during the tribulation?
Well, that's interesting at all. Bill?
During the tribulation, there's going to be 60,000 Jewish evangelists.
No, 144.
Yeah, 12,000 reach the tribe. 12,000.
Okay. I would imagine that they will be at that time having the Lord's Supper then as well.
It's possible. That's saying it's possible. Depends on what the dispensation are trying. But until I come, remember me. That's it. So we don't want to forget, especially the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the whole world. We preached on that last week. Pastor Nan Tan around here, but we preached on he gave a ransom for all. Mm-hmm. Ransom for all. Tremendous in 1 Timothy. Then in verse number 26, until he comes, in verse 27, 5, 6, 7, what does wherefore mean in this case? Any hands on that? Wherefore? 10?
For this reason?
All right. In other words, after he's explained what the Lord's table is, wherefore, what's coming there? What's the warning? What's the warning in verse 27?
Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily.
And what will be the result of that if it's unworthily?
They'll be guilty of the body and blood.
Guilty, body and blood. What do you think maybe would be involved in this unworthiness? What would be about questions at bftpc.org or 856-261-9018? What do you think is involved in unworthily?
I don't know.
Any ideas? Hands on that? Yes, Pastor Nan.
And well, Tammy, how do we
go ahead.
Well, without first examining themselves,
all right.
Which comes down in the next verse or so.
Right. Would this include those that are lost and bound for hell, unsafe? It would be a terrible thing. Now, some churches, as I said last Thursday, I believe, have also like a police machine. And if they know they're not Christians, they don't even give it to you. That's a very ticklish situation. That's, I guess, why the Plymouth Brethren, who meet every Sunday and have the Lord's Supper every Sunday, they meet in a row. And those are not part of them, they're not even in that row. See, they're behind. It's a table back in. We've attended those services in Dallas Seminary several times when we were there. And those of us who weren't part of that group were just in chairs behind it. So when they pass the elements, we know that we're not a part of it. But when you have a church service, people sitting all over, boy, that's a mess if you try to police that situation. We tell people this is for those that are saved and genuine Christians. But if they don't act on it, we have help.
There are some people that come to church, and we've had one or two in here who think they are saved.
Yes.
But evidence shows that they're not really saved.
Yes.
And they take the elements.
No. I don't know what to say. All I can do as a pastor is simply read the scripture and say, be sure, examine yourself. It's for those that are genuine Christians. I invite you, if that's the case, to partake. That's all I can say. So, that was unworthily, those unsaved, and maybe Christians who have lives that are should be confessed and the fish sinful and get right with the Lord and get clean with the Lord so they're in perfect harmony with the Lord, operating with 1 John 1:9 and taking care of confessions. Confess that?
I'm looking for that phrase they say that you're asking about the transubstantiation phrase.
Uh-huh. I don't know if that's a phrase that would.
Something Dominicus, but I'm not sure it
is. Well, you see, if you take as a literal word is, this is my body, so when they have the elements, the bread and they use wine or the cup, they say this is his body, therefore it must be his body, therefore it's transformed in his body. That's what probably they interpreted.
This part of the
same. That's probably in Lorraine Bettner's book.
Any better? Huh? Pressure? Are they better?
Roman Catholic.
Oh, Roman Catholic.
They wrote about Roman Catholic.
He wrote a book on them.
Is something wrong?
No, he's not Roman Catholic.
No, I thought he was Roman Catholic.
Yeah, I thought he was Reformed, but I may be wrong.
What are we talking about?
Lorraine Bender wrote a book on.
He wasn't. He's a believer.
Lorraine, yeah, I know that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that.
Bender. Lorraine.
He wrote a book on Roman Catholicism, I think.
His name is Lorraine?
Lorraine.
Bettner. And maybe he was a Roman Catholic formerly.
Formerly,
and
yes.
Was saved.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He knew what it was all about. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Tillichon. Guilty of the body and body of the Lord. Let's read verse number 28, 29, and 30 together. But Lord, the man is now himself, and so let him eat bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Week one more? Do we have one more week? That's three?
No, that's just two.
Okay,
no,
that's three.
That's three.
Okay.
No,
three.
Did we read
28, 29, and 30.
Yeah,
that's
three. Oh, that's three. Okay, thank you. So, 28. What should be...
Are we going to quit pretty soon?
Oh, yes, it is. The 9:12. We can stop right here. We'll pick up 28, Lord willing, next Thursday. It is the 9:12. I didn't look at my watch because we're busy talking about these things. Let's close then in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace. Thank Thee for this passage of our Savior dying for our sins and on the cross of Calvary, shedding His blood. And as we read in Leviticus this morning, the life is in the blood. And He gave His life, He shed His blood, and we were admitted and saved and cleaned by the blood of Christ, those of us who trusted Him as our Savior. We thank Thee for it. God, and direct all those that are listening to us, those that are going to be with us on the Lord today, help us to come and rejoice in fellowship once again with our Savior. Guide us and direct us and help us to live for Him who died for us. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.